Psalm 96, verses 9 through 13. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms. Here's what the psalmist wrote. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes. He will judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people in his faithfulness. Worship is something we do. It's an active demonstration of our love for God by appropriately responding to his person, his work, and his word. Worship is responding to the God who loves us so much that he sent his son to pay the penalty for our sins. Worship is responding in thanksgiving to the work that God does in our lives. Worship is responding in obedience to God's word, his love letter to us. Worship is both private and public. When we gather and express our love to God with other believers, there is great encouragement in knowing that we are not alone in the Christian life. When we are alone with God, there's a special time of sharing what's on our hearts, praise and thanksgiving, our fears, desires, needs, dreams. We share all those things with him. Worship is not confined to our daily devotional time or attendance at a weekend service. Worship is a believer's way of life. Showing kindness to a neighbor is just as much worship as singing great songs of praise to God with our whole being. Worship is an active demonstration of our love for God, even when no one else is looking. Father, help us be true worshipers in every aspect of our lives. We pray that in Jesus' name, amen.